I got one for Big Fatty.
Uh-oh.
What is the only thing worse than having diarrhea?
Oh, I don't know. What is the only thing worse than having diarrhea?
Having to smell it. Oh, no, I
was going to say.
Having to smell it.
Dolly, everything's waiting for you.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I got one for Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3465 of a BFO for two. I say Tuesday the 18th of May 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and Big Fatty, and that's all you got. It's true. Big Fatty. Hello, Prunas. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Yo, you're Prunas today because Big Fatty, is that because you're irregular? No. Is that because you enjoy a little sun sweet prune juice? No, it is not. Big Fatty, is it because you got diarrhea? No. I'll tell you, though, why you are Prunas when I tell you all about my day. Yes, Big Fatty. So long since we had the calm, happy music. It's true, because I didn't have that on the laptop computer. Yes, Big Fatty, or no, Big Fatty. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke with you yesterday, y'all, that is, I'll tell you what that is in a minute. I did the LFC, y'all, the LFC online. Or is it the LFC dot online? It doesn't matter. Veda and I had a little show, and then what did I do then? Y'all, then I decided I was going to cook. I had taken out some chicken wings. Durwood had sent me a box of meat. Big Fatty, well, okay. Inside it were 3 dozen chicken wings. And y'all, I decided he had said that they are real good cooked in the aya. And the aya fryer, and y'all, I decided I was going to try it out. I marinated them a little bit in some Italian Mussolini solid dressing. So y'all, I let them cook, and y'all, they came out real good. They were nicely browned and didn't burn or anything like that. Let's see. And I also had taken out a pound of hamburger meat, and I sliced up an onion what is it called when you cook an onion? Big Fatty, it's called cooking an onion. What is that called when you cook an onion? You're just not sauteing. Sauteing is kind of it. What is the word that I cannot remember? Big Fatty, just move forward. It'll come to you. anyway, I was caramelizing. Yes, Big Fatty, I knew it'd come to you. I I did that, and then I cooked the hamburger meat. Y'all, I put some of the Lowry's seasoned salt and some Worcestershire sauce in with it, and just cooked it down, and y'all, it was quite good. So I put that in the refrigerator. I had my chicken wings for my supper. And, y'all, then I watched the 60 minutes. Y'all, they had unidentified flying objects on there. One moment, please. Y'all, that is the spearmint orange tea from the Davidson's teas. And, y'all, it's quite good. I think it's my favorite one. The Maya lemon is a close second. But anyway, watch that. Y'all, then I watched the latest episode of The Good Doctor. And y'all, it's kind of sad, but it was a great episode. It was great, great episode. And anyway, y'all, I kind of like the little Jewish intern that they have on there. He's cute as a button. Cute as a button. Big fatty, yes. Y'all, then I don't know. I turned on some sports ball for a while. And y'all, I headed to bed about 10 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, I had a little bit of trouble falling asleep. But it wasn't too bad. And y'all, I woke up. I woke up about 3:45 a.m. in the morning. I don't know why, but I woke up. And I got up and went to TT and had me a little drink of water and went back to bed and kind of tossed and turned a little bit. Checked the Twitty. And the Yes Spaghetti and the Grin Doctor. Well, okay. Then I did fall back to sleep and woke up right before Miss Gail King came on the air. And, y'all, the other thing that I did, y'all, while I was gone, I received a notice from my credit union about they weren't selling my mortgage, but they were handling the servicing of it. Be Fatty, I know how you like to be serviced. Well, yes. And but another company is going to handle the payments and all that. Yo, I don't really understand it because I can still go to the credit union and make payments and all that kind of stuff. I guess the other company is just keeping records of it or whatever. But anyway, y'all, I got a thing saying that my credit union was going to stop doing the automatic withdrawals out of my account to pay for my mortgage effective the 27th of April. Now, y'all, the letter was dated. The letter was dated the 13th of April. Now, I did not receive this prior to my departure on May the 3rd. Y'all, it came in sometime between the 3rd and the 16th when I got back. Well, y'all, my payment was due May the 1st. So, y'all, I got back. I was in a panic. I was in a panic, I tell you. And, y'all, so I got up. I got up, got my ducks in a row, and got up, and I called the people, got the nicest lady. And she says, you don't have to worry about anything. She says, and there's a 60-day period where they're not going to report any late payments or anything like that. And if you have a late payment charge, we'll remove it for those 60 days while people get everything back in order and everything. So, y'all, she calmed my nerves. I've sent in the form I need to send in so that the automatic transfer from a checking account at the credit union to my mortgage is taken care of. It's going to be fine. And I was able to go online at the credit union and make the May payment. And anyway, it everything is hunky dory. But y'all, I'm gonna keep my eye on it because you know, y'all, this is how they get you. This is how they get you, and so I'm gonna keep my eagle eye on them, But y'all, I also I got my information from Coal Mine Central about switching my health insurance. It's going to switch from my main health insurance to my Medicare supplemental plan, and it was explaining all what I had to do and everything. So I'm going to be handling that a little bit later in this week. There's no hurry. You can do it up to 90 days before you get to be the old gal's age. And so I got plenty of time, but I am going to go ahead and get it done and have it behind me, so to speak. And then what else did I do? Just y'all have been catching up on some of the Sudokus from the 2 weeks I was gone. Y'all didn't have any brofkas. Just wasn't hungry. I don't know what it is, but I just wasn't hungry, and I wasn't very hungry on Sunday night either. So anyway, I had my coffee, watched Miss Gayle King, and read the newspaper, and I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, it's so nice to be back in the routine. Came back. Y'all, as I was coming back to the villa, y'all, I got a call. Y'all, you know, I was going to have some pruning. Big Fatty, is this why we're prunes? It is. I was going to have some pruning done to the big mother oak out in the, is that what that tree was called in the Pocahontas? Mother oak or mother something? Mother may I don't know. But anyway, mother oak was going to get a trimming. Because, y'all, some of the limbs were over against my neighbor's roof and everything. And, you know, these are my sweet neighbors. As I was driving back from Flowrider, they sent me a text message saying, "Hey, is everything okay? We hadn't seen you in a while, and I hadn't seen your car." And I said, "Yes." And so everything, it's not, y'all, it's nice to be missed is what I'm saying. Big Fatty, I know all your listeners wish they could miss you sometime. Well, anyway, they said, "Oh, we've had a cancellation today and the tremors in Fat Acres. Is today a good day they could come by and prune you?" I said, "Yes." So, y'all, they came by. Y'all, they had the big bucket truck. And, y'all, there were three folks. There was some old guy that looked like he was on Duck Dynasty. Y'all, he didn't seem to do very much but drive the truck and stand around and laugh. Then there was a couple of other guys that they did. One of them ran the bucket and did the cutting, and the other one was on the ground gathering up the debris. Yes, Big Fatty. And the guy that was in the bucket, y'all, he lives in Fat Acres. So it was nice to meet a new neighbor. And they did an excellent job of the trimming, the pruning, and y'all cleaned up and everything. And y'all, they were here probably 2 hours, but half hour of that was for their luncheonette. And after that, y'all, while they were trimming and everything, I got my share. And when they were done, I was off to get my hairs cut, y'all. I think that was one of the reasons that I was having a little bit of trouble falling asleep. Y'all, I needed a haircut in the worst way. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all went to the barber shop, and y'all, the girl was just so nice, and she was a perfectionist, and she just kept cutting it down and cutting it down, y'all, and now I'm bald. No, Big Fatty, you're pulling our leg. I am. Y'all, she just did a fabulous job. However, she did tell me the story of the first time she did a flat top, and the guy said, I want to get a flat top, and she said, "Oh, I can do that." She'd never done one. And she fucked it up. She was crying by the end of it. The man was not happy, but he was at least nice. And so anyway, and y'all, then I came back here to the villa Y'all, I had had some, you know, after being at the sandy house and the beach, you know, everything's dirty. Everything is dirty. And so, y'all, I took the mats out of Ruby Red and I hosed them down. And I decided I'd just give a little squirt onto Ruby Red. Hey, that sounds vulgar. And anyway, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, be pretty. Yeah, that's it. Y'all, I was working on my Sudokus, and y'all, my Apple Snack pen that Ant from, he's out there in the Palm Springs now, y'all, the ink cartridge had run out a while back, but y'all, I evidently have gone through another one. So y'all, I had to go on the, Les Baterian, Big Freddy, you dropped the cartridge on the floor, I did. I had to go on the Les Baterian delivery service and order, y'all ordered a 3-pack this time. So I got that coming, and I ordered another case of tonic water, because, you know, I didn't have any in reserve, as they say. Y'all, then I got an e-letter. By the way, I've gotten two or three voice letters, but y'all, I played all my voice letters that I had while I was on vacay, but I've gotten a couple since then. But y'all, now's the perfect time to call in. Bitch, Eddie, you need content. Why don't you just say it? I need content. y'all, that's that. Y'all, I had that hamburger and onions and all for some of that for my lunch, and that's what I'm burping up. Y'all, Stacy in Hillsboro sent me an e-letter. He says, everybody, just had to let you know gas prices are ridiculous. In North Kakalaki, we paid $3.96 a gallon for premium. Just last week, somebody is getting rich. Glad to hear you had a wonderful vacation. Ron and I are heading to Provincetown during the July the 4th week. Take care, Stacy. Well, Stacy, thank you so much for that e-letter. Always lovely to hear from you. Big Fatty, have we heard from Jeremiah about gas prices? We have not heard from Jeremiah in a month of Sundays. But y'all, I believe, was it Dr. Stone? Dr. Stone said his gas was $3.89, which he said was quite reasonable. So, y'all, there's no rhyme nor reason to the gas prices. And y'all, Miss Beaver was very, very thankful for the birthday wishes. And y'all, evidently, Mr. Tim Kumal, the patron saint, sent Kim Beaver one of those mechanical cards. Big Fatty, he didn't send me one. Well, maybe one's in the mail to you. Yes? But you did get some birthday wishes on the Twitter.
Yes, Big Fatty Alex.
And Moose P and Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon called me the star of the little show. Well, you know, she's Miss Bacon. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, juicy Hortensia. Hortensia is coming to the villa today, and y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the boys from over there at Enormous. And Holly, I know you're planning, trying to plan a trip to the villa. What are you going to say to Big Fatty?
I got one for Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, that's what you're hoping he'll say. He'll probably say, where's my Tangeray 10?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.